tens of thousands of people who have been secretly euthanized in order to boost the statistics and to pretend that there is a COVID pandemic. And this is it was just another aspect of, you know, we've seen people, well, you got a PCR test, they die from neglect from a respiratory illness that could have been treated. They're denied safe and effective treatment. Perhaps they are put on a do not resuscitate list. Perhaps they're put on a ventilator to kill them. Perhaps they've been given remdesivir. And now we have yet another example of the hospital death protocols that were put out by these globalist puppets from Boris Johnson to Pierre Trudeau, not Pierre Trudeau, Justin Trudeau, shows how old I am. immediately wanted to call him Pierre. Justin Trudeau to Donald Trump. Tens of thousands of elderly people murdered in order to boost mortality rates. The data produced for the report, this comes from Slay News, indicated that people were being euthanized using a fatal injection of midazolam, M-I-D-A-Z-O-L-A-M. This is a new one for me. I'm not sure I should have looked up how to pronounce this, but the cause of their death is then listed as COVID to indicate that the virus was killing more elderly people than it was. Maybe it was a virus, even. The explosive data from the report was made public by Australian politician Craig Kelly, National Director of the United Australia Party. The report obtained official UK government data on death rates and causes. The data appears to show that vast numbers of elderly people were murdered with an injection of the end-of-life drug, midazolam, I guess. Just call it Mephistopheles. Mephistoprone or whatever the abortion pill. But no, it's a hospital death protocol. And so this is Australian political party. Got a document from the UK government. So this is what was happening in the UK reported by the Australians. But this is a global agenda. A hospital death protocol. They were paid extra money by the Trump administration to do this type of thing. You label them as a COVID patient. You treat them as a COVID patient. You get them on, you know, $13,000. Plus a 20% bonus on everything. Oh, and if you get them on a ventilator, we'll give you another $39,000. He incentivized killing people through the hospitals. And then Biden said, we're going to take all that away if you don't inject all the nurses and doctors. And not only that, but we'll also take away all of your Medicare, Medicaid stuff. That was his promise. So went from bribery by Trump to blackmail by Biden. Kelly declared that this exposes the greatest crime of the century. These deaths were then falsely blamed on COVID, which was the basis of the public fear campaigns used to justify lockdowns and mass mandated injections of the public, including children, with an experimental medical intervention that had zero long-term safety data. I pushed these people so hard. They didn't want to do it. I pushed them to do what? To do what, Donald? To skip the testing, right? Skip the testing. This paper shows that the UK spike in deaths wrongly attributed to COVID-19 in April 2020 was not due to a virus, which was largely absent, but due to the widespread use of, again, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, midazolam injections, which are statistically very highly correlated with a coefficient of over 90%. Correlated with excess deaths in all regions of England during 2020, just like the ventilator. The ventilator was just under 90% of the people that would die. They were given it. But, you know, this drug, they could give it to them and 90% of the people would die. The widespread and persistent use of this suggests a possible policy of systemic euthanasia, of course, especially on the elderly. Oh, we don't have to pay them pensions either. We can use them, we can kill them, not pay the pensions, and we can get justification for a pandemic and for medical martial law. It's a win-win-win situation for them, isn't it? And so we have seen for the longest time the failure of people on the left to be able to identify the true causes of these deaths. On the right, people understand the true causes of the death, the hospital death protocol, mass murder, the mass murder, the poisonous shots, but they won't connect it to Trump or the Republicans. So, again, the PCR tests, the ventilators, now we've got another smoking gun. I would not be surprised if it continues on from here. They're going to find some other things as well. I always said from the beginning, I said, no, it's not excess deaths from a virus. Oh, yes, there are excess deaths. And it's like, well, not from the virus. From them killing people in the hospital. They're murdering people. Democide. Death by government. Moderna trial is now injecting its first UK patients with experimental mRNA cancer vaccines. Well, there you go. Even as they find SV40, cancer-causing contaminant, present in these things, and they say, well, we don't care about that. And, of course, UK, as well as the U.S., these five-eye nations, what do they have in common? Well, they're intelligence agencies. They're occultic intelligent agencies, always willing to kill people. The first UK patients have been injected with an experimental mRNA cancer therapy. Where'd they do it? Oh, at the Imperial College of London. Wait a minute. I remember that name. Those are the people who came up with that bogus simulation saying we're all going to die. And Trump is using that to talk about how many lives he saved. See, according to this simulation from the Imperial College of London, these lying, murdering people. Look, I saved everybody from this. So therapy, they call it a therapy. So which is it, right? A therapy is something very different from a vaccine. A vaccine is supposedly to prevent you from getting something. A therapy is supposed to cure whatever you've got. And they have very different protocols for how they test that. I've talked about that in the past. You know, one of the reasons that you do a long-term testing of a vaccine is that the theory that the vaccine is supposed to prevent something, you can't expose people directly to a disease. When you had people say, I'll be a volunteer, you know, give me the shot and then expose me to COVID. Should we tell them that we don't have the virus? Oh, we can't do that because that would be unethical. We can't expose you to something that we have said is the most deadly pathogen ever known to man. It's going to kill us worldwide. So we've got to do things that we've never done before. So we can't expose you to that. That would be unethical. Sorry, not going to do it. That would have put to rest once and for all if it's safe or effective, but they didn't want to do it. These people who have such high ethical standards, you really think it was the ethics or you think that they didn't have the virus to expose it to them? And to do a control group, right? You'd have to do a control group as well. No, what they do, the reason that these things are different, when you have, they have the three phases of testing and all this other kind of stuff. They do animal tests, supposedly. Then they do a phase one test where they take, you know, some human guinea pigs, very few of them, and give them the treatment or the vaccine, see if they drop dead, you know, as they did with the Trump shots. They didn't have people drop dead. But anyway, you know, that would be the next stage of testing. And but if it looks good at that point, then they say, okay, if it's a therapeutic, if it's going to heal something, then let's get the people who already have this disease, and we will do a double-blind test. We'll separate them into two groups. Nobody will know who's getting a placebo or who's getting the therapy. And then we'll see. If it helps. And if it still looks safe, and if it looks like it helped, then they do it again with a much larger group. With a vaccine, what they do is first they do the animal testing, supposedly, then they do the phase one testing, supposedly, and then they will take a control group and have two different control groups. One of them that gets the placebo, the other one gets the vaccine. Then they just let them circulate around for a couple of years, because they don't want to directly expose them to it. And then they just assume that these both of these groups have had equal exposure to whatever they're trying to prevent them from getting. And then they repeat it with a bigger group, and they circulate around at random for several years. And so the time is critical, since they're not exposing them directly to anything. The time is absolutely critical. So these vaccines are totally untested. So here they're calling this cancer vaccine. They're calling it a therapy. And again, it is a partnership with the Imperial College of London and Moderna. The usual suspects. The mRNA jab works by presenting common markers of tumors to the patient's immune system to train the immune system to recognize and to fight cancer cells expressing these markers. Okay, so that's the basis for which they say that it is a vaccine, because it's about training your immune system. Which again takes us back to that seminal lie of Fauci, that he's saying, well, people, if they've had tested positive and they got a respiratory illness, and we would say, yes, they have COVID, but I'm not going to say they've got immunity. They've been exposed to the real thing. And so this has always been about, what, training the immune system. That's the basic theory. And even that basic theory of vaccines was denied by Fauci. Oh, no, no. You can't get natural immunity. Natural immunity doesn't work. Well, if natural immunity doesn't work, then your simulated exposure to a disease isn't going to work either. If the actual disease was handled by the person's immune system, and then you expose them to a fake simulated artificial version of that, that's not going to work either. Right? You're going to, the real thing is going to do a better job, but they just denied all of the theory of vaccines, because it was never about a virus. It was never about a pandemic. It was never about medicine or science. It was about politics. It was about compliance. It was about a globalist agenda. And we know who enforced that from the very beginning. Now, not Dr. Michael Yaden, a former vice president, chief scientist of Pfizer's allergy and respiratory division, told LifeSite News that, as he's argued in affidavits for legal cases regarding COVID mRNA shots, he says, causing the body to express non-self proteins axiomatically drives lethal autoimmune attack upon every cell, which responds to the injected genetic instructions. The genetic code injections. Huh. Also, if the goal is to present common markers of cancer cells to the immune system, then there are some assumptions to check. You know, just like if you sanity check what they're telling you about, well, natural immunity, that's not a thing. You can't get natural immunity. You got to get synthetic immunity. None of this stuff holds up to the sniff test of logic. So he says, so why is the patient's immune system not already responding to these markers in their own cancer? And if it cannot respond to these markers in its own cancer, because the immune system is somehow compromised, then they will also respond poorly to this therapy. So why inject them? In other words, these markers are already there. Why inject them with some other stuff that's got markers in it, with some mRNA stuff? If they can't handle the real stuff, what's the point of injecting them? And it's very similar to what they were saying in terms of, well, you got to get the vaccine. You can't have natural immunity. We're not going to give you an excuse from these mandated vaccines because, you know, according to our definitions, you've already had COVID. Dr. Yaden pointed out that furthermore, he said, there is nothing about this treatment which restricts delivery only to cancerous tissue. He says, after injection, it is as likely to be taken up by healthy tissue as those in which cancer has been identified. In the case of the mRNA jabs, multiple scientists found that their mRNA-induced spike protein spreads throughout the body, causing inflammation in various organs. For example, in 2021, Dr. Ryan Cole displayed lab images comparing normal bodily tissues to those who had not received the COVID jab and the inflamed tissues of those who had received it. And so Dr. Yaden added that if you then also make this with lipid nanoparticle technology as the other mRNA shots, and again, this is Moderna who's doing it, then it should be expected to accumulate in reproductive organs. And that cannot be safe, he says. Well, this article from Brownstone, Thomas Buckley, headline says, Trump's COVID response cast a very long shadow over him. And it certainly does. He says, Donald Trump has a COVID problem. No matter how he wishes it never happened, the pointless, from a health perspective, and the tyrannically devastating pandemic response that he launched in March 2020 is on him. He is responsible for that decision. Bravo. I'm glad to see somebody else saying what I've been saying for the longest time. Look, both Biden and Trump are mass murderers. They are mass murderers. They're traitors to the Constitution. The real insurrection in our country was not on January the 6th. It wasn't done by Trump. It wasn't done by Nancy Pelosi, as Trump just said this last week. There was a real insurrection in this country, and it happened on March 13th, 2020. That was when the money was unleashed for the statewide tyranny that they had been trained and laid the groundwork for. This meme that's going around, warning to all medical practitioners, doctors, and nurses, I was just carrying out orders, is not a legal defense. And oh, by the way, the reverse Nuremberg thing that you hear from Fauci and others, I didn't order anybody. The nonsense that MAGA is putting out there about Trump, he didn't order anybody to do anything. He paid them to do it, just like he paid Hillary Clinton to come to his wedding, right? He knows you get people to do what you want when you pay them, and we've seen this over and over again. Now he's saying, I'm not going to pay any schools. I'm going to cut off the money if they do this training stuff, which he has always been an advocate of. Anyway, notice, I was carrying out orders. Just following orders is not a legal defense. You will be on trial for war crimes, and you will be held accountable. Your duty is to inform your patient. Number one, the vaccine is experimental. Number two, there's no guarantee of immunity. Number three, you can still spread the disease. Number four, vaccine damage and death. Now, by the way, I don't hold out my breath for any Nuremberg trial here on this earth. These people answer before God. That's far worse. Far worse. We take comfort in that. For those of us, and I haven't lost anybody, I'll say for those of you, members of the audience who have lost family, loved ones, understand, God will dispense justice. So, sometime between March 9th and March 16th, most likely about March the 10th, Trump went from being relatively rational in his response to agreeing to a monumental societal disruption. Trump changed his mind, or had it changed for him? And that is the key to Trump's COVID problem. Either he stands by his decision full-throatedly, which is what he has done so far, or he admits that he, the master of the deal, got rolled. He can't do that. That's why he continued to cheer his vaccines, and he stopped doing that at the warning of all of his sycophants in the press, you know, Alex Jones and Wayne Allen Root and all this. Stop bragging about this. We know that it killed people. Stop associating yourself with that. They're complicit too, by the way. They're complicit in that. Telling people it was sugar water, Alex? Anyway, so he cheers his vaccine. He cheers his lockdowns. He cheers to this day, if you back him into a corner, he'll tell you how many millions of lives he thinks he saved. He's not going to back down from that. He's not going to back down from his hospital death protocol either. The Biden camp could blame Trump for his catastrophic decision, but it won't, because they doubled down on the policy construct themselves. The Trump camp won't call out Biden for the devastating vaccine mandates and the continued social closures because they started it. This is what I've said for the longest time. I'm glad to see somebody else saying this. You know, I call it like the Agatha Christie, Murder on the Orient Express, except this is Murder on the Warp Speed Express. Both the Republicans and the Democrats, not just Trump and Biden. All the Republicans, all the Democrats had a hand in this. They all had a hand in it, and they're not going to blow the whistle on the other person, as he points out. The situation is somewhat akin to the mutually assured destruction doctrine of the Cold War. We won't push the nuclear button if you don't push the nuclear button. It's all about war crimes, and they understand it. Considering his core supporters, Trump should be flying around the country loudly talking about closed schools and churches and cops getting fired. People being forced to leave the military, families divided, friendships ended. But he can't. And he doesn't need to. Because these people are willingly blind to how this whole thing works. They do not want to give him any responsibility. Why? They're in denial. Someday that will eventually end. It's kind of like, you know, the stages of grief, right? No, I'm not going to die. This illness will not result in my death. Until you realize at some point, yeah, it is. These people will not go there because they've placed all of their hopes in government. They placed all their hopes in a man. They placed all their hopes in a man who betrayed them, and a government that is distant and betraying them in Washington. And because that's the only thing they have hope in, they are not going to admit that it's corrupt and hopeless. Biden could be eviscerating Trump for lax financial oversight, for a whole host of other pandemic response problems, but he's not going to do it because his administration not only didn't do any better, it did worse. And the people who gained from the pandemic response tend to support the administration and its policies. By the way, he doesn't go to the next stage of this, which I do. And I say that's why it was necessary to have Trump in place. And it concerns me a great deal when I look at the momentum of Trump and the weakness of Biden, that they're setting this thing up because that's going to be the next big thing. They're going to use Trump, who puts his people to sleep, and the sycophants in the press who will tell you, don't worry, it's sugar water, as Alex Jones did. So, yeah, government workers, progressives, academics, they're going to go along with this, even if it was Trump doing it, because they did when it was Trump doing it, because that's what they want. The people who would oppose this shut down and go along with it because they're told that Trump is playing 4D chess. So the people who would oppose it, anyone else doing it, go along with it. The polls show that most of the public said, well, we're over COVID. But that's not the right question. The right question is what happened and what's going to be done about it. This person says, if Trump wins, maybe we could do something about it. No, this is where they lose it. This is where they lose it. Person looks at all this stuff that happened, still says, well, maybe, you know, if we do the same thing again, we'll get different results. Insanity. If Trump wins, maybe he'll do something about it. Maybe he could make a true deep dive into the deep state. He ran the deep state for 4 years. He was commander in chief of the deep state for 4 years. Trump has no principles except for himself, a deeply wounded narcissist, incapable of acting except out of his own perceived self-interest or revenge. He is not going to altruistically go back and say, you know, let's fix this. Because as soon as he started attacking these people and doing something about it, they would do the same things that, if he attacked Biden for what Biden did, same thing that Biden would do. I mean, the same logic that he had at the beginning of this article, or this Brownstone article, he just completely loses it when he starts to talk about Trump. He's under the Trump derangement, delusional syndrome. He's going to work to make himself top dog. He's going to work to make himself top dog in the global establishment as he did the first time. Except this time, it's going to be no restraints whatsoever because it'll be his final term. And at this point, this is where the article goes off the rails. How could our savior Trump save the world? Look, he's not going to somehow. He starts to play all these what ifs. What if he did this and what if he did that? And then at the very end of this article from Brownstone, this disclaimer. Note, while this piece focused on the failure of Trump, that act, while significant, should be weighed against the entirety of his presidency and the possibility of new term in office. What? Even though they pull back at the second part of it and kind of show him as a potential savior, it's absolutely absurd. Absolutely absurd. This disclaimer that they put in there for der Fuhrer. We must not criticize der Fuhrer. They're concerned. Even Brownstone is concerned about losing audience and support if they tell the truth about Trump. Oh, well, let's put the failure of the last year, the colossal failure of the last year. I mean, you know what? This is like saying that Hitler got the trains to run on time, first couple of years that he was in office, you know, and then he tried to destroy the world. That's what that's equivalent to. And quite frankly, his first 3 years are nothing to boast about. I started attacking him as soon as he became president because he wasn't stopping the wars, because he wasn't protecting the border. And then he started his tax program for the ultra-rich corporations with so much money that Apple was ashamed of what he gave them and how he put all of his effort into building up the stock market. And then in 2020, he declared that Main Street was not essential. Wall Street still was. And you look at the amount of money that he unleashed there in 2020, but even before that, he had supported vaccines without informed consent. He supported vaccination programs against children, against their medical wishes, against their ethical wishes. He had done gun control by executive order. How many things can he do that you're going to give a pass to?
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.